You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's
in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 6. News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's been another deadly mass shooting, this time in Indianapolis at a FedEx facility near the airport. 8 people shot and killed. The gunman apparently took his own life. So far, there's been no word on a motive for the attack. 9 of Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy advocates sentenced to prison for organizing a march during 2019 anti-government protests that triggered a forceful crackdown from communist China. Those sentenced include pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai, also being sent to prison, Hong Kong's father of democracy, Martin Lee. More protests last night, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. This time, though, generally peaceful. The crowd breaking up ahead of a 10 p.m. curfew. On Wall Street, Dow futures 46 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 18 points. More details at srnnews.com.
What else is on?
You've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is? It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The future of the Johnson & Johnson shot remains unclear, but just the decision to pause is having an impact.
It's not just the way I got vaccinated.
You can believe it's safe.
It's not that they let me cut the line. Ooh. But right before the nurse put the needle in my arm, somebody stepped in and said it might do me harm. I should have done Pfizer, cause now they've decided to say, hold the line.
And when I told them we needed to reschedule,
Johnson & Johnson ain't fine.
They're like, no, thank you.
No, no, no.
Optimistic about the vaccine.
They gotta do some more tests. No, no, no.
And now this morning, Pfizer is saying that, hey, you're gonna have to come back next year and have another.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Oh, I saw no. That the booster shot?
Yeah. Yeah, they think you're gonna have to come back next year. Yeah. How do you sum that up in 2 words or less?
Screw off.
Yeah. Enough already. First things first, here we got a weekend in front of us. What kind of weather?
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There is a storm system on the way, but the news I have for you is pretty good on a lot of fronts, you'll see. Cool for April today with a high near 70, so it's not going to change much during the daytime hours. We're in the upper 50s right now. Cloudy during the day. Isolated showers are possible. Showers and thunderstorms become likely in the overnight hour, especially late tonight. So a lot of this happens while most people will be sleeping. And the first half of the day tomorrow, actually, not even the first half of the day, early in the day tomorrow, the wetness is around. And I think the bigger chance of storms are closer to the coast, where there could have some severe storms, but not here. Low tonight, 55. High Saturday, 69. Good weather for the A-Day games in both Auburn and Tuscaloosa. I mean, it'll be cloudy, but that's the only problem. Sunday, better day. Clouds early, sun later. High 73. We'll be in the mid-70s Monday and Tuesday with lots of sun. So we have a lot, really, if you look at the body of days in the next five or six, a lot to look forward to. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, a little northeasterly breeze at 10 miles per hour, adding a little bite to the air with 58 degrees now, 613.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it?
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
Oh, the weekend!
Weekend! Weekend! Weekend!
I'm ready for it.
Fine weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Who's ready to party?
Ready to party?
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Because weekends are...
For partying?
That's what your weekends are for.
Let's get this party started!
It's showtime!
Our party is complete.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
But Jesse will not be able to join us this morning.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Yeah, well, you know, it's great to have her back, and then that nasty headache that kept her up all night.
Oh, really? Is that what it was? A headache?
Yes. So, you know, of all the things you can come into a radio station with...
Oh, no.
That's probably the one that's really... Ugh.
That's tough when your head is pounding. Yep.
Lord knows I managed that a number of times and breezed through it, and then you get to that point where, you know what, this is stupid. I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Really crazy. Speaking of really crazy, we have another mass shooting. This one at the FedEx facility near the Indianapolis airport. We really don't know anything about it. I mean,
he did take his own life.
Yeah, that we do know. But who was he?
I don't know if he's an employee or not, but they found various bodies at various parts of the facility. Now, whether he targeted, you know, no, we don't know any of that stuff yet. It's very near the Indianapolis airport. It happened really late at night. In fact, I saw breaking news coverage in the overnight hours while I was building the video.
What's going on right now, it's not to focus on the people that were whose lives were lost. It's going to be on, is this going to fit our narrative? This is going to be politicized by the time we're done this morning, I would guess that quickly.
You know, mass shootings are now so common that when you hear, oh, only two shot there? Oh, okay. Only two people? Okay.
But it really has been.
Eight people, that's a bigger deal. You know what I mean? We've become conditioned to mass shootings.
Yes. The ones that... but here's the thing. If they don't fit the puzzle part, it goes away very quickly. Uh-huh. Like that guy that killed the five people last week. They couldn't peg him into their favorite narrative, which is, you know, it's a white supremacist, right, and we got to repeal the Second Amendment and blah, 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 blah.
On the timeline, we're talking about a mass shooting in Virginia at the college. Remember that?
Oh, man, that was horrible. That was terrible. Well, that's it for the bad news this morning. Unless you count the official end of the A-Rod J-Lo relationship.
Oh, crap! Oh, no. Ah, damn it!
Yeah.
That news hit me hard.
Yeah, I know. I almost misbuttered my toast when I heard that one this morning. Getting ready. What's new with you, Jay?
Not much yet, Greg. What's new with you?
Hey, you know what's new with me?
Yeah, what's new?
Later on, we're going to have that conundrum that I've been promising all week.
God.
Hope it lives up to its...
That was before the pandemic.
There was a list of classic rock songs that are most immediately identifiable from the first few notes. Number three was...
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to let the whole thing play, you know? Number two...
That's the whole thing is like 7 minutes, right?
See, I would have put that number one. That or Stairway. But that's number three. Number two...
Yeah, that surprises me. That's number two.
Well,
that really surprises me.
Number one's a bigger surprise than that.
Okay.
So we will test the rock and roll roots of our listeners later this morning. Goodness knows, we'd love to start it now.
What do we got on the time song of the day today, I wonder? Remember, Jay?
I don't remember.
Oh, a non-traditional one. Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, from a Australian band.
Is Colin Firth, not Colin Firth, Colin Hay?
No, it's not.
It's not that.
Who is the Vegemite people? Who?
Men at Work.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's not that group.
Bee Gees would qualify as an Australian
Well,
band.
Technically, you're right.
So would AC/DC. I just don't see Rich Whip went out the back in black.
Yes.
Speaking of intros, you could recognize.
Yeah. 6:18. So you're all set to go for your shot.
I got my shot at 2:10 this afternoon, you know, shots are not a big deal, but why am I thinking about it so much? Yeah, well, I'm thinking
well,
about
the
it because I don't want to feel like you felt.
Yeah, it's the aftermath of the shot.
You felt for 3 days. And you're telling me the second one you should plan a day off?
Since they can't say it's not universal, not everybody has that reaction. Swami had the second shot, no problem.
Is that right?
Either one. I know people that have had both and had absolutely no reaction.
I hope not.
Well, I had mild symptoms for a couple of days.
The fact that I supposedly had COVID, supposedly,
yeah.
And then the fact that I tested positive for the antibodies, and the fact that I had an IV this week, maybe I won't have the, or maybe I'll get deathly ill.
I don't think so. Not you. I wouldn't dare.
I don't know.
The question is, now Pfizer says, well, folks, you're probably going to need another one in a year.
Booster.
Why?
Really?
Yeah. They don't want this to end. They're having too much fun, but it's going to be very convenient for you right up the street. In fact, I could stop by there on the way in and hang out with you while you're getting it.
Will you, Dad?
Yeah. I'll treat you to a candy bar afterwards, because they do have them at Adam's Drugs, but I need one.
Hold my hand.
They have a vaccination sign-up availability at adamsdrugs.net.
Were you assigned a day when you got the shot for the next shot?
Yes, the 30th of this month.
Is it what day of the week is that?
That's a Friday.
Okay.
So I'm getting it at 2 o'clock, coming here, doing the afternoon show, and then wait and see.
Okay.
But they do tell you for the second shot, you know, plan on taking a couple of hours off. Just in case. Not every, it's, you know,
maybe I can
no,
get second shot on Friday, too, huh?
That's probably what they'll do. Yeah. Don't hesitate to ask, because Adam's Drugs loves to accommodate you.
I know they do.
And don't forget the butt paste. I'll be wearing it this morning on TV. It's a
great, disturbing thought.
I'm soaking in it.
All right, Madge.
It's...
Jeez.
It is a great skin conditioner, so I've been, you know, going around to make sure the skin ain't dry. It looks nice.
Oh, you are so TV ready.
So when you're watching us on TV in a few minutes, who's the one with the butt paste face? That would be me.
The butt paste face.
Another exclusive, by the way, at Adam's Drugs. Not to mention the fact that they're a local team that has the time to talk and you know, whatever your medications are, get them filled. And get that old-fashioned, like, next-door neighbor type of service. That's what they specialize in. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. Keep your money in our economy here. At 6:21, some local news and TV coming up in about 4 minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 2.1 million vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Statewide hospitalizations have dropped below 350. State health officials say more than 5,700 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Alabama legislature awarded final approval to Anaya's Law. The constitutional amendment allows prosecutors and judges broader discretion in requesting and denying bail to those accused of committing violent crimes. It will now go on the statewide ballot in a referendum election. And we're less than a month away from the Montgomery Biscuits taking the field once again. The Biscuits have now released their promotion schedule for the 2021 season. Tickets go on sale today. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gotta go outside and walk my doggy. He never craps the floor because he's trained. Now I'm standing here getting wet, holding a baggie. Because my stupid dog will not go poop out in the rain. Poop in the rain, poop in the rain.
All right, Chase.
What a pain, such a pain.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Poop in the rain, poop in the rain. Cold and wet. Because my dog won't poop out in the rain.
That's what makes it these uncertain times, friends.
Yeah.
Now I've got to go find. So we've been so busy trying to keep up with the various things going on today. It's the annoying phenomenon of dogs that won't poop on walks when it's raining. I guess that's a scientific thing.
You know, Chase will do his business in the rain. But it sure is not fun for Daddy. Well, sometimes you have to do what you have to do, though, right?
Yeah, it's like I open the back door to the house when there's a little rain shower going on, and I get that. You got to be kidding me. You're not going out in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to go down and hover my little butt over that wet grass. Get out of here. Ain't going to happen. Did they just call us? Yeah, we're here. So we will be joining them in about a minute or so. Later on, we have a rocket scientist who found a major loophole. I got to run this one by Jacqueline Tomlinson later, too. Who found out how to marry and divorce in a way that saved him tax money. We also, in other marriage news, have a proposal that was interrupted by a guy who was confessing to a crime.
Oh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we have all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about today.
So again, the breaking news is A-Rod and J-Lo are
over.
It's over?
It's officially over? No hope, Rich.
Whew. It's tough to take.
And if that's the big story, you can imagine how crappy the rest of them are.
Can I leave early?
No. Jesse, we're here. I say, sure, go ahead. Okay. You've earned it, but
hey,
I need the help.
I'm out next Friday. Did I tell you that?
We're 30 seconds away. 6:26 is the time.
You're listening to the radio.
It is News Talk 93.1 FM with Greg Udell, Jay Scott, and Rich Thomas. We got the standby.
Rich Thomason standing by in Washington, too.
Yeah, with the latest.
Chase is here.
Top of the hour. Your best wake-up song. That's the topic.
Welcome back. The best way to wake up more alert and less groggy is waking up to a song you like. This is according to a new study. It's time to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1 for more on this. Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Good morning.
How now, Brown Cow?
Is that one of your favorite jams?
That's the way professional announcers loosen their tongue. Uh-huh. Hana Brown Cow, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy white dog. Well, that's for typists.
Never mind.
That's the sentence that uses every letter in the alphabet.
Right. Yeah, Very good.
Yeah.
I spent a good chunk of my career doing morning music radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into many arguments with program directors and stuff about the songs we were playing between 6 and 9 in the morning when people were waking up.
Yeah.
They could not make a decision. This was the biggest seller. You know, the biggest sellers were these dirges.
Yeah. If you play You Light Up My Life in the morning.
Exactly. There you go. You light up. And I thought, no, we need to put high energy songs with a, you know, like Feeling Stronger Every Day by Chicago. I've always thought of that as one of the best
old-wake-up songs ever.
And we usually throw a tune on here before we officially start the show every morning. It's always something that's designed to get people up and in a good mood.
Right.
I'm sorry if my alarm goes off. I don't want to hear Debbie Boone. I don't want to hear Pat Boone.
Yeah. I say Alexa.
About Boone's Farm.
In the old days, that was always a possibility.
$2.99
Is it still $2.99 You would know.
It's still $2.99
Is it more than Thunderbird?
Whoa, now. Mad Dog 2020.
The good stuff. Oh, you're bringing out the good stuff.
Yeah.
We were all in high school once.
Yeah. Boone's Farm. That was the official beverage of my senior class.
Yeah, right.
Weren't we talking about music?
I was telling Ryan on our last weather break that we were. I still make song lists for trips, not tapes because they're not tapes anymore. But in the old days, I made them on 8-track. I had an 8-track recorder for songs.
I don't listen to music much, but I agree with you that you're always better. It's called psychographics. We react to music both mentally and physiologically. So if you're trying to wake up and start in a good mood,
right,
listening to something that's really sad is not going to get you there.
Yeah.
Same thing if you're on the road. I love the moody blues and songs like the ones at Eagles.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, the long versions of Hotel California, stuff like that.
Yeah, that definitely makes...
It's also so crazy how we link things together with music. My dad played a lot of music growing up and stuff, and I can still think of the tapes that he had that he would play in the car that were not one artist, like a compilation of different artists. And I can hear one of the songs, and I immediately think of the song that came after it on the tape or that was on the other side of that tape. It's just weird how you remember and connect things from music like that.
And also, like anything from the Bee Gees disco era, that's...
Yeah. But you can also remember how you felt and what was happening in your life back then. And
we had Olivia Newton-John on our show a couple of weeks back, and I was so excited to have her as a guest because there was a song she did that was one of those that worked for me.
Yeah,
Let Me Be There. That was just one of those songs.
Country crossover. Yeah.
Kind of. Uh-huh. So even somebody like that can make a song that you can love. But this, who wants to wake up hearing about, we broke up and it was the end of the world? And
How about Honey by Bonnie Goldsboro?
Oh. So
I'll say this. So lots of artists, obviously when they're releasing a new song, they release it at midnight. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll be one of the first people to listen to it at 2 a.m. while I'm getting ready for work.
Yep.
And it's so funny, with some of my favorite artists nowadays, I never like the songs at 2 a.m. I don't know if it's just because I don't know it and I need something that I can sing along to. And so I've just stopped listening to them. I'm like, I need to wait till I'm actually awake. And usually I like the song, but I never like it. I just don't think you like anything at 2 a.m., to be honest. It's just too early.
No, but that makes perfect sense because we consume music, food. We have a schedule. You know, we kind of got a biological clock that we're beholden to.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me.
I'll tell you, beach trips and trips on an airplane where I'm going someplace cool, I love listening to those.
I remember flying to San Francisco a while back. Yeah. And listening to Scott McKenzie.
Did you put flowers in your hair?
That was the song I listened to. I had it on my Walkman.
Your Walkman. Yeah. I remember those.
Hey, those were high tech.
That was a big deal.
Walking car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were biking, Greg, not walking.
I am every day without fail.
Do you listen to music while you ride the bike?
That's the suicide wish. You can't listen to music while you're riding a bike.
Because you can't hear
horns.
You've
got to be able to hear cars coming
from
behind.
Yeah, cars and their stuff like that. Yeah.
And my bike bell just isn't loud enough, you know, to alert other drivers.
Oh, there it is.
We're going to get you an air horn.
That's the alarm telling us we have to end this segment.
Oh, Andrew.
Checking with you on Monday. You guys have a great weekend.
See you too.
Bye.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I'm just, pardon me, I'm being vain here looking at the...
I looked large.
But Andrew is smiling, so we always know that we had a good segment when Andrew is smiling. All right, we've got the timeline coming up with Rich in a moment. Our first look at the roads ahead. In about 20 shopping minutes from right now, Chad Sasser, maybe it'll be Haley today. I don't know who's the first one at Lewis Lawn, but somebody will open the door. And I don't doubt that some of the professionals who either need new equipment repair, blade sharpening, whatever, will be ready. They get off to a fast start at that hour. But when you, whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer, you want equipment, you want to partner up with somebody that can maintain it for you after you buy it. And Lewis Lawn can make that happen. With all the great brand names from Echo, Exmark, Toro, Walker, and a new one over the last year called Ego. Battery-operated mowers, edgers, and trimmers that fire up when you just touch the on button. They're great. Just put it back on the charging station. It's ready when you need it. Lewis Lawn's at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. Again, open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday at Lewis Lawn.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on this Friday morning. A lot of cars inbound from 231 in Wetumpka. That's got Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard very busy right now. Highway 331, as you come into Montgomery near West Fleming at the Citgo and the Farmers Feed and Seed, got a large police presence there. Some of the area cordoned off. Use caution. And I-65 and 85 looking good this morning through downtown Montgomery. No issues with Tumka, Prattville, or Millbrook that we know of at this time. Shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Save big on BF Goodrich tires now through April 26th at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Get up to a $70 rebate on four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Gray's Tire and Auto will beat any advertised price on name brand tires.
They make financing easy at Gray's Tire and Auto. They take the Synchrony line of credit cards.
And anytime you spend a dollar at Gray's Tire and Auto, you get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Check out the website graystirecenter.com.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
If your birthday is the day you're born, then technically your first birthday party is on your second birthday.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the 16th of April, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
106th day of the year, 259 days remain on Wear Pajamas to Work Day. Do not think so. I don't think I own any pajamas.
I have some bottoms. I have Auburn bottoms. I have Florida Marlin bottoms.
Really?
Yeah.
Bottoms
and
up.
They're very comfortable. But it, very sheer. They flatter me.
Very sheer, okay.
They're thin material.
It's Mushroom Day. That meant something very different in college. It's National Eggs Benedict Day. Nah, it's okay. It's pretty good. And National Bean Counter Day. On this date in 1900, the post office issued the first book of stamps, postage stamps. I wonder if you... Can you still get... I guess you can still get them at the grocery store, right?
Yeah, pretty much almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm. 1943, a Swiss chemist, Albert Hofmann, became the first person to take an LSD trip. It was accidental. A tiny amount of lysergic acid, whatever, he created, it seeped through his skin of his fingers, so he took a trip.
Awesome!
Why am I feeling this way? Why are my clothes off? 1947. Oh, my gosh, this was awful. Texas City exploded 9:12 a.m. near Galveston Bay. A fire aboard a French freighter ignites the ammonium nitrate and other explosive materials that the ships hold, causing a massive blast that destroys much of the city. 600 lives taken. 1962, Walter Cronkite makes his debut on the CBS Evening News. And he would always end with, "That's the way it is."
That's the way it is.
And he'd give the date. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News, New York. 57 years ago in 64, the Rolling Stones released their self-entitled album in the UK. An American version came out a month later. And speaking of the Rolling Stones, in 71, Brown Sugar released on this date. That wouldn't fly today, I don't think.
No, probably not.
1972, Apollo 16 blast off for a voyage to the moon. Was that the last one? 16?
Yes. No, 17.
17 was, yeah. Okay.
On this date in 77, David Soule, one half of Starsky and Hutch, number one with "Don't Give Up on Us, Baby." What a sucky song. Now our song of the day, and it's not a sucky song, but it's not really up-tempo, but it's late 70s. I haven't thought about it in a long time, and I heard it the other day. It just sounded great in the car. Forgot how much I liked the Little River Band. Used to be one of my favorite bands. From Melbourne, Australia, it's 1978. The song is "Lady," and this is your Friday timeline. I have nothing else to say, so we'll just let the rest of the intro go, and they'll start singing now.
Look around you. Look up here.
Oh my God.
Take time to make time to be there. Look around. Be a part. Feel for the winter, but don't have a cold heart.
Of course, some of the best parts of the song are way later in the song.
And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need.
And see, it kind of gets going. So it's kind of an inauspicious start. 2003 on this date, CNN's website, ruh-roh, accidentally revealed obituaries for people who haven't died yet. Ronald Reagan, who died a year later. Pope John Paul II, who died in 2005. Nelson Mandela, who died in 2013. Fidel Castro, who died in 2016, and Dick Cheney, who somehow is still alive.
Do you remember the SNL bit where they were, you know, they do pre-produce these obituaries?
Yes, networks do.
On famous
stations
people.
Do, yeah.
And it was Tom Brokaw doing one on, I think, the elder Bush.
Oh?
Anybody remember that?
No.
I'm the only one that remembers that?
Yes!
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't remember it.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. It was Tom Brokaw. Oh, and they did. What they did was all the possible ways he could have died, and they were all ridiculous.
Oh, I see.
This Tom Brokaw, George Bush, was shredded by a gorilla.
I see what the bit is. Okay, I got you.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, but they, at the TV station, they had to always update the Governor Wallace obit.
Oh. Mm.
Until he finally died. But and then they had plans on how they were going to cover the funeral way in advance and all that kind of stuff. 2007, a student at Virginia Tech went on a shooting rampage, killing 32 people and himself. The Virginia Tech Massacre, one of the deadliest school shootings in our country's history, on this day with the mass shooting in Indianapolis. 12 years ago in 2009, legendary NFL broadcaster John Madden retired. He was 73, still alive.
I was about to ask, is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
There was LaSorda that died recently that I'm thinking of.
2018, Harry Anderson died. He was Judge Harry Stone on Night Court. He died at the age of 65. Some birthdays. Claire Foy, who was Queen Elizabeth on The Crown on the first episode. She's 37. Mm-hmm. Martin Lawrence is 56. Actor John Cryer, who is best known as Two and a Half Men. He's Alan Harper on Two and a Half Men. He's 56 today. Jimmy Osmond is 58. Nick Saban's buddy, Bill Belichick, is 69. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 74. All right. Dead or alive, Bobby Vinton.
He's dead.
He's alive at 86. Pope Benedict XVI is 90, 94 today.
Just the way you slam. Oh, crap. I'm losing it.
Not dead. Damn it.
Why is he still alive?
The father of someone Greg dated, Henry Mancini.
That's true.
Would have had a birthday today. And you didn't date any of the Wrights, did you? Wilbur Wright, Orville's big brother, would have had a birthday today.
It's funny you mention that because I was just talking with listener Sam Cook, who was commenting on the breakfast picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked if I had tried Konecka Bacon, and I have, and they sell it at Food Outlet at a great price, cost plus 10, but I slightly prefer Wrights.
Ooh, ooh. Well, maybe we could do a BLT on Monday?
Absolutely.
Let's think about Tuesday now. No, 23 days till Mother's Day. Biscuits Home Opener 2 days later. I understand tickets go on sale today.
They do. They're going on sale today.
42 days until Memorial Day weekend. 65 days until Father's Day. And Christmas is 253 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, it is 6:45. I want to thank everybody that joined us at Bomb Hours this week. Make a note, if you will, on the 28th, big celebration. Exactly 16 years here in town. That is just so bizarre to me.
Wow.
That it's been that long.
Wow.
And it's gone by so darn fast. But any day is a good day to celebrate anything at Bomb Hours. Or if you're back working downtown, now that the safer at home rules have been lifted by Governor Meemaw, try Wing Fingers. It opened last year, so a lot of folks didn't get to go because the office downtown was closed. It's on the first floor of the RSA building at 201 Union, and it is awesome. Just absolutely sensational way to enjoy chicken any way you like. Grilled, deep fried, chopped into a salad with an original Baumhauer's dressing, homemade ranch, homemade honey mustard. It's all good. And what Bob says is the single most sophisticated Pepsi dispensing machine in the entire state of Alabama. The Dr. B Burger, named for Dr. Bronner, is also on the menu. And you'll love the combination ground sirloin and ground chuck that Baumhauer's uses in their burger mix. It's so good. Before you drown any burger you buy there with condiments, try just a bite. See how flavorful that meat is. It's all good, and it's all waiting for you. Party trays, too. Baumhauer's.com online, or stop by and see him. 201 Union Downtown, 1875 Eastern Boulevard.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
There are some light showers on the radar right now. It's raining in Selma. It's coming into Tauga County now, not quite to Prattville yet. But there could be a few isolated showers around from time to time today. Cloudy, cool for April with a high temperature around 70. A little breezy. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, especially in the overnight hours. And first part of the day tomorrow, much of Saturday, I think, will be dry, though. With a low tonight, 55, and Saturday's high up to about 69. And then Sunday, a better day. We start off with clouds, end up with sun with a high around 73. I think Monday and Tuesday are beautiful. We're in the mid-70s with lots of sunshine. Right now, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. Not raining at the moment, but it's 58 degrees at 648.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
All the latest gossip coming up in the Cheap and Trashy at 648. Here's traffic.
Good Friday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with Tumka, Prattville, Millbrook, and Montgomery. No accidents that we know of to tell you about at the moment. We do have a couple of congested spots. Highway 231 inbound to Montgomery at Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. And also Highway 331 at East South Boulevard and Norman Bridge, very busy this morning. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka's just a phone call away. In MLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's been another deadly mass shooting, this time in Indianapolis at a FedEx facility near the airport. Eight people shot and killed. The gunman apparently took his own life. So far, there's been no word on a motive for the attack. Nine of Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy advocates sentenced to prison for organizing a march during 2019 anti-government protests that triggered a forceful crackdown from communist China. Those sentenced include pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai, also being sent to prison, Hong Kong's father of democracy, Martin Lee. More protests last night, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. This time, though, generally peaceful, the crowd breaking up ahead of a 10 p.m. curfew. On Wall Street, Dow futures 46 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 18 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Music.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:52, it's time for the Cheap and Trashy. I just talked to anybody about one of Evan's friends. I hate to bring you this news earlier in the morning, but Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have officially broken up.
Say it ain't so.
It's over. So we're going to join stations across America here at 6:52 for a moment of silence.
We'll all remember where we were when we got the news, right?
That's the idea. Have you heard about the Prince's funeral and the latest flap with that?
No.
What's the latest?
All right, Prince William and Prince Harry, they're going to be separated during their grandfather's procession. However, it's not, supposedly, it's not because they hate each other. They're going to be separated by Prince Phillips, or Peter Phillips. He's not a prince. He's the son of Princess Anne.
Mm-hmm.
She's Prince Charles's sister.
Uh-huh.
So that kid will be in between the two princes.
I don't think he ever made it on the crown, did he, Jay?
And son?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Buckethead Palace asked that you be ever so kind as to not read anything into this. They issued a statement saying the procession order was, quote, a practical change rather than sending a signal. This is a funeral, and we're not going to be drawn into perceptions of drama. The arrangements have been agreed and represent Her Majesty's wishes.
Now, I'm told it's private, but yet the networks have coverage tomorrow. I don't understand. Coverage of what? The procession to get to the private funeral?
That's a good question. I don't know what we'll see for that.
It's such an incredible display of pomp and circumstance.
It is.
Plus the commoners of England out in the street waving to Her Majesty.
Hello, Queen!
What time will that take place?
Starts early, I think.
I want to say...
So it's going to be late for us.
9 our time, but that would be...
Oh, 9 a.m. our time?
That would be 6. That would be 3 their time?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense. I don't know. Let's find... I'm going to Google to find out what time...
Supposedly now, Courtney Cox is playing Monica Lewinsky in this Clinton movie.
Is that right?
And this, it says here that Courtney Cox looks a lot like her in real life. So I want to check this out. Where's the showbiz extras? Hang on a second, folks. This may be worth a Facebook post. Come on. This is not good radio. I'm trying to bring my listeners something unique.
He's looking for a picture. Rich is looking for a time.
I'm on the wrong page.
He's on the wrong page.
I need showbiz.
9:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 our time.
So it's 8:30 at our time, which puts them at what, 1?
No. 6 hours. So,
2? So it is 3 in the afternoon, though.
Yeah.
I have to go to Instagram to see this?
This could be 3 hours of coverage.
I mean,
it's going to be 3 hours. Oh, for crying out loud.
30 guests in it.
You have an Instagram account?
No, but they'll let you sign into Instagram with Facebook. Oh, for...
Wow.
I'm going to... Do me a favor. You have an Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Would you go find the...
What's her name again? Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox playing Monica Lewinsky, I'm assuming.
Boy, you are hip if you got an Instagram account.
No, I don't.
Oh. How's your TikTok?
I tried it for a while.
Did you see TikTok yesterday?
I gave up my TikTok. What?
Yeah.
Because everything you do on TikTok goes straight to China.
I know.
China. Washington football team polling fans on a new name, and the choices are really interesting. Among them, the Washington Aces, the First City Football Club, the Washington Archers, the Washington Defenders, the Washington Presidents, the Washington Rising, just like Alabama News Network.
The Blueskins?
The Washington Pilots, the Washington Commanders, the Washington Wild Hogs, the Wayfarers, the Ambassadors, the Brigade. They've got a list of like 50 different names. and we'll see where that goes.
What was so, the ones we were... Oh, yeah, it was the Chicago Orphans.
Yeah. Yes, the Chicago Orphans.
Chicago Orphans. We're going to beat those orphans.
It says
we're going to make them cry for their mom.
Orphans. Man, did you see the score? The orphans were slaughtered last night.
It says here that Arnold Schwarzenegger uses his catchphrases around the house. You know, things like...
I'll be back.
Oh, Jesus.
His son Patrick was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday. And in between sandwiches and snacks, Kelly asked him if he uses those catchphrases in everyday life. He said, everybody asks that. They're like, does your dad always say his one-liners? And I'm like, all the time, man. The obvious one is when he's leaving a room, he'll look around and say, I'll be back.
Jeez.
Guess he's going to play Joey Ramone.
I heard about this. Now I'm totally... Oh, it's that dude from SNL.
Yeah. Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson, yeah.
Pete Davidson and his...
Quack!
Will be playing Joey Ramone in a movie called I Slept with Joey Ramone. Does that give you a hint as to why they picked him? And CBS has made the decision on whether or not to continue producing NCIS. Take a guess, yay or nay?
I'd say yay.
Yay.
Yes.
I saw the thing too.
Mark Harmon will be back for a 19th season. Think about that; it's pretty impressive.
My gosh!
But he will be in fewer episodes to eat, you know, back off on the work schedule. And I'm going to predict right now that he'll not only come back for one more, but two more on that limited basis, so he gets an even 20. And they're paying him like over $1 million an episode. So that's pretty cool. I miss Donozo. Jay, at 6:58, let's talk about a great doctor and a great place to get straightened out in Millbrook.
Millbrook Family Chiropractic will straighten you out. Woke up crooked this morning? Yeah, you'll get fixed. Dr. Jeff Pasley, Dr. Barbara Bloomquist, and Janae Moss, all at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, are there to help you and make you feel better and want to put you on a path that's going to continue that. It is not a one and done or come in, get fixed, wait for you to hurt again, come back in, get, you know, straightened out, wait for you to hurt again. No. They want something so that they see you less, to be honest with you. They want you to be better and to get off the pain meds that you might be on and to get rid of that chronic pain as well. Dr. Barbara Bloomquist is offering acupuncture, something to try. If you've never done it before, it's worth giving it a shot to see if it helps you. It helped me. One